Peter Markizai is leading an alliance of six opposition parties. They don't all agree on policy, but they're united in one aim, to bring down Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán. Markizai is telling his people that Orbán has split the country, he's made his close supporters rich, and he's moving more towards the autocracy of Russia and his friend President Vladimir Putin, rather than abiding by the EU's rule of law. The war in Ukraine dominates this campaign. Markizai wants to back NATO and the EU in helping Ukraine with military aid. But Orbán is telling his people the opposition wants to join the war.
It's a disgusting lie. But Orbán has been doing this forever, I could say that. He has always, instead of protecting the nation, protecting the country, he has always been attacking the opposition. For 12 years, Orbán has been waging war on everybody, homosexuals, the LGBTQ community, Roma, migrants, leftists, Brussels. Orbán has been waging war forever. He's been serving Putin's interests.
Markizai is from the provincial town of Hodmetovashe Hay, where he organised a national movement to unify political parties. Peter Markizai is hardly a high-profile politician. He's mayor of a town known mostly for its unusually long name. He isn't a member of parliament. He doesn't belong to a political party. Yet he's posing the biggest threat yet to Viktor Orbán. The two men do have one thing in common, though. They're both conservatives. Orbán disputes that. He brands Markizai and his alliance as left-wing.
The left thinks that Ukraine fights our war. This is what the leader of our opponent said, word for word, that Ukraine fights our war. This is a mistake. This is not our war. In this war, we cannot gain anything but can lose everything.
Orbán tells his people he'll keep them safe and throws in sweeteners, tax cuts, capped petrol prices and securing Russian gas supplies. On Ukraine, the government says it's welcomed more than 500,000 of its refugees, more than any other European country of its size. That claim is described as misleading, though, by at least one human rights organisation, saying most of the refugees are in transit. On the eve of voting, Markizai staged his final push to try to buck the trend of opinion polls giving Orbán an increasing lead. But whatever the opposition says, they struggle to dissuade many Hungarians from seeing Orbán as a strong figure of stability in dangerous times. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Budapest.